Welcome to this Meditation from the Edge, part of the Conversations from the Edge podcast. I'm your host, Christine Madera, and I'm very excited about the expansive possibilities available to us in this time of great change. The level of consciousness and skill sets we need to navigate and create in this emerging era are much different than those we've been taught. We're shifting to an era that values wholeness over division, cooperation over competition, and orienting from well-being and thriving rather than stress and surviving. Meditations from the Edge offer a way to open to new mindsets and anchor new skills with the ease and effectiveness of guided visualization. You can find this and all meditations as standalone audios and audio downloads by following the links at conversationsfromtheedge.net. Enjoy. Welcome to this Meditation from the Edge. This is your host, Christine Madera. And today's meditation and little mini podcast is about the connection of play with expressing your authentic self and your authentic truth. There's a lot of ideas about what authenticity and your authentic self and your authentic truth are that are really not grounded in what is truly you. So oftentimes people think that whatever they are thinking or feeling or experiencing in their surface level world, like top of mind, top of emotion, that type of stuff, if they're expressing that, that is their authenticity, that is their authentic truth. Now, that certainly is their authentic experience in the moment at the surface level of experience, but our surface level of experience generally is playing out the conditioning that we have inside. And so the conditioning of early childhood, of pre-birth, of our family, of our society, of our culture, of our subculture, of our religion, of, you know, all the different things that go into shaping your view of the world and your view of yourself. And so when something happens that triggers a reaction in that experience, it feels very authentic that you are having anger or feeling betrayed or whatever it happens to be, and then reacting or responding to that. And that feels authentic at that particular level. But it really is then being authentic to your conditioning, your learned sense of self, and authentic to your emotional reactivity, which we often call our emotional truth. But our emotional truth is based on our conditioned sense of self. So underneath all of the layers of this conditioned sense of self is your true self, is like your inner being. And some people might call it the soul or the higher self, your inner being, your true self. There's a lot of different names for it. But the thing that that self has in common with all of these names, or through all of these names, is that it is not based on personality. It is not based on your conditioning. It is based on the fundamental beingness of you outside of your conditioned experiences or your conditioning experiences. And so when you consider authenticity to be reacting at the surface level, you're being authentic to something, to your inauthentic self. So which is a little confusing, it sounds like, I know. But I invite you to consider that the truth of you goes way down deep beneath your conditioning. And oftentimes people will tap into this deeper beingness, this kind of transcendent experience of knowing that they simply are, in big moments in life, at the birth of a child, the death of a loved one, when certain things in your life collapse. Like now, a lot of people are going through this time where, you know, their job, their life, everything that they have worked toward and identified as them, everything that has been part of their experience of who they are, suddenly gets swept away. And when all of that goes away at one time, oftentimes there is this stark standing in the truth beneath that. And connecting with your fundamental self beneath all of these various layers of identification that we have of the self. So a lot of people are experiencing that right now too, and not quite sure what to do with that. And so I wanted to put this out as a way to begin to connect with this authentic part of you without going through the thought process, the mentalizing of what it means to be authentic, because how I want to present this is through play. And play is actually an avenue of accessing and being in that expression of our inner being, the expression of that deeper sense of self, the expression, like the true expression of just simply being an expression and creativity and the spontaneity of expressing yourself in the moment free from conditioning. So some of the benefits of play, if you think back to childhood, if you remember back when you would play, and a lot of childhood play is based on role playing, you know, we play the pirate, we play the princess, and all these different kinds of things. But when you enter into that role playing, your learned sense of self disintegrates and you take on this role that you are playing. And when you're able to enter into that role completely, you're really able to experience and be in a spontaneous moment of expression free from your learned identity. And that's really the ticket here. It's not that you're like, you're going to play pirate and become a pirate. It's that when you step into that pure expression of spontaneity, free from your learned association and identity of who you are, it allows you to express from that deep level of being that is not your conditioned self. And so being in that sense of play, and you can play in anything you do. You can play at making dinner. You can play, role playing is really an easy way to do it because you're able to take on like a different kind of identity and deeply immerse yourself in that. So that's kind of fun. You can also do this if you're reading a book or watching a movie, to choose a character or multiple characters and just really deeply allow yourself to become that character in that story and feel the feelings of your character, think the thoughts of your character, let the energy of that character flow through you free from your learned sense of self. So it's not that you're looking at this character and relating to this character from yourself. It's that you're forgetting yourself and you're becoming this character. And if you practice that with role playing, you can begin to do the same kind of thing by dropping your learned sense of self and being in the spontaneous expression of that deep you within without the attachment or the experience of your identity. And so, you know, play is the perfect way to do this, that the forgetting of self and the entering into the spontaneous moment of expression. So I had this dream years ago that is still, you know, so present when I tap into it, that reminded me of another aspect of this as well. And it wasn't so much play, but in this dream, it's like I woke up in the dream and I was in a different body. And, you know, I got up and I'm looking in the mirror and this body was a girl and, you know, a young woman, and she was shorter than I was. She had long, dark, beautiful hair, which, you know, if you've seen my hair, I've got a buzz cut and it's dark, but it's not that long, luscious hair that she had. She had this cute yoga body. She was very flexible. She was her own being. And when I looked in the mirror as her, I was not attached to this as me. All of a sudden, all of the identifiers I have as me, all of the things that I think about as me, because I was looking in the mirror at this different person, were gone. So I was completely blank of any conditioning. And I was able to look at this fun little body as, oh, this is my playground for, you know, for my being, for my life, for whatever. And I was totally interested in what is it, you know, what is this body like? What does it need? How does it like to move? How does it like to eat? Like, I saw it as this wonderful place to play but I saw it completely free from conditioning. And when I really woke up, that it was an amazing shift in experience in being able to experience a body and experience a life and experience moving through a day completely free from identity. So when we are in our sense of identity, we are operating from these mental models, emotional models, social models, all these different ways of being in the world that we've been taught, but that are not truly us. And when those things are stripped away, then you are able to tap into that deeper sense of truth of you, that authentic you, and express from there and as that. And it's not like you're expressing a different aspect of personality. You're being in this true experience of pure expression, free from all of the conditioning of personality. It's hard to even explain, but if you can imagine yourself playing a part on a stage, and the forgetting of you and the stepping into this part and just really enjoying and loving this part that you're playing, imagine that. And then imagine yourself playing you and the ability to be able to be in that place of recognizing that you're playing a part as you, but that the part that you're playing is not truly you. And the invitation when you continue to practice this is that you move toward that forgetting of all of the qualifiers of identity and begin to tap into and express from this place that's free from all of the conditioning that you've taken on in your life. So being in this place of play. If you've got young kids, like getting on the floor and like totally playing with your kids, and not playing with your kids as a parent, but entering into the energy of play with your children can help you with the forgetting of self as well. And if you don't have kids of your own, practice cooking your dinner, doing your work, going to the grocery store if you're going to the grocery store, talking with your friends, whatever it happens to be, practicing that from being tapped into play and this authentic expression free from personality and identity. And it will help you to notice more when you're in identity and when you're not. And the more you can begin to recognize when you're operating from personality and identity and take a step back and be able to open up into this spontaneousness and this playfulness of simply being in life and being connected and expressive of your inner being, the more you're going to really tap into what the authentic you and just that gloriousness and energy surge of being you at the truest level of being. So repeating this meditation is going to be quite helpful. So you can find a standalone version of this meditation by following the links at conversationsfromtheedge.net. I would recommend listening to this regularly, maybe even daily, or at least every couple of days for a while until this becomes something that's quite natural for you. And at the same time, in your non-meditative time, in your waking state, to continue to remind yourself and catch yourself, you know, when you're operating from this place of personality and identity, and also noticing when you are more in that spontaneity of play and full true expression of your authenticity, because the more you can begin to identify those and recognize the experience of those and the feeling of those, because they feel much different, the easier it will be to pull out of those places of personality when you're experiencing those, and the more you're going to be able to stay in that place of true authenticity and expression, because it will become and feel more and more natural for you. Okay, you want to find a place where you can be relaxed and where you will not be disturbed for a little while, and we will get started here right now. Sit back and relax, closing your eyes. And take a long, slow, deep breath all the way down into the deep diaphragm. Slowly rolling the breath in, And slowly rolling the breath out. And continue taking these long, slow, deep breaths all the way in. Releasing them all the way out. And if you can, rest your hand on your heart center. And imagine breathing in through your heart center down into the deep diaphragm. And releasing your breath out. On your next inhale, imagine that you're breathing in through the heart all the way down into your hips and your thighs and your legs and your feet. Breathing in life and light and energy. Awakening your legs and your feet. And as you exhale, simply release anything and everything that feel heavy or stuck or stagnant in your hips or your legs or your feet. On your next inhale, breathe all the way in through the heart into your shoulders and your arms and your fingers. Breathing in light and life and vibrancy. Almost so that you feel your arms and your hands and your fingers tingling. And as you exhale, just release anything that feels heavy or stagnant or stuck. On your next inhale, breathe in through the heart all the way up through your chest and your neck and your head and your brain and your face. Breathing in life and light and vibrancy. Feeling your neck and your head come alive with energy. And as you exhale, just simply release anything that feels stuck or sluggish or stagnant. And as you continue to breathe, breathing in through the heart, breathe all the way into your body. From the bottoms of the feet to the top of the head to the hands and fingers. The front of the body and the back of the body. Breathing in light and life and vibrancy. And as you exhale, releasing anything that is stagnant or sluggish. And imagine as you continue to breathe that as you inhale and you're breathing in this life and this light and this vibrancy that you are awakening your entire body and being to that deep unconditioned truth and experience of you. And that as you exhale, you're releasing all of your conditioning, your learned identity, all those places where you are stuck or stagnant or operating out of something other than your deep, deep sense of truth. And in this state where you are free from your learned sense of self, imagine that you are a pirate ship captain, and your ship is moving faster and faster and gaining on another ship that you're going to take over. And as the pirate captain, you're shouting orders, you're feeling the excitement, you're feeling the exhilaration and a little bit of that fear. As you ride your ship closer and closer to a ship that you're going to take over. And you can see on this other ship that the crew is getting ready to fight. And you, as the captain, are giving orders to your entire crew to get ready to overcome their fear to be pirates. And simply imagine yourself playing this part in whatever way feels good for you. And as you play this part, totally give over your experience and sense of yourself to this character, to fully embody this experience. To forget your learned sense of yourself and become the pirate captain. And as you continue to play this pirate captain, notice what's happening inside. If you are fully able to give yourself over to the experience, or if there are parts of you that are holding you back. And just breathe into your entire body through the heart. Bottoms of the feet, to the top of the head, to the fingers and the hands. And release out any aspect of you that is interfering with completely allowing yourself to enter into this play. And notice as you continue to play this part, the spontaneity, the immediacy, the full present moment experience of playing the part of this captain. And the joy and the exhilaration of being in that level of presence, free from all self-consciousness. And then imagine yourself in a situation from your own life. And imagine that you are showing up in the character of you, free from identifying with this character as you. So you are playing the part of you, the roles you have in your life, the relationships, the situations, free from attachment or aversion or self-consciousness, free from the labels and the identifications of your conditioning as the truth of you. You're simply showing up in total freedom, playing those parts, and yet fully connected to that deeper, unconditioned truth of you. You're in the spontaneity of play, in the present moment of each and every situation, each and every conversation, each and every role that you have, every task that you do, showing up fully and completely in each and every role and situation, from the spontaneous experience and expression of your unconditioned you. Notice what it feels like to be your unconditioned self, your authentic self. And when you can connect with and express yourself from this unconditioned place, from this pure expression of your inner being, free from all that you have learned to be, then you are truly playing and expressing your authentic you and your authentic truth. Everything else is simply expressing who you have learned to be. And as you spend more and more time in this place of true authentic expression, then when you experience yourself operating from who you have learned to be, these begin to feel inauthentic, a little hollow and brittle and shrill. And even when they feel very compelling, as with a strong emotion or a repetitive thought or in a familiar situation, you recognize that this is a shallower form of you. That this is something you have learned to be. And it becomes very compelling to let this go. To breathe that full life and light and vibrancy into your entire body and being. And to let this more surface experience flow out of yourself on the exhale. And drop back down into the playground and the vibrant energy of the unconditioned truth and experience of you. And even if this feels strange and unfamiliar, your inner being, your deep experience knows exactly how to unfurl and awaken this in you. And so simply say yes to inviting this experience forward. Say yes to expressing and experiencing your deepest truth as you. Say yes to dropping beneath all that you've learned to be and claiming the unfolding present moment playful experience of you. And the more you listen to this meditation and recognize those moments when this playful expression of you is your full expression, the easier it gets to be this expression of you in all that you do. And it gets easier and easier as I count from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, if you're listening to this at night, you will fall into a deep, rejuvenating sleep. And as you sleep, your inner being will be reconfiguring, rewiring, reawakening your deep experience of you. And you'll wake up in the morning feeling more connected to the truth of you, more expressive of the truth of you than you ever have before. If you're listening to this during the day, then at the count of 5, you'll open your eyes feeling very refreshed, very relaxed, and very connected to the unconditioned experience of you. And you'll move into the next part of your day, experiencing and expressing your deepest, most authentic truth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I hope you've enjoyed this meditation from the edge. Listening to a meditation regularly, paying attention to changes in how you think, feel, and act, and making conscious choices that reinforce the ideas and skills in the meditation help you to embody the new awarenesses and abilities more quickly and easily. For greater listening convenience, you can find standalone and downloadable versions of this meditation by following the links on the conversationsfromtheedge.net webpage.